For the second county commission meeting in a row, the Pocahontas Memorial Hospital asked the commissioners to grant them permission to apply to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for a loan of up to $5 million for badly needed expansion of outpatient services, roof replacement, and other needed repairs to their facility. At their last commission meeting, Commissioner Helmick convinced the two other commissioners that more information about the proposed expansion and repairs was needed. Since that meeting, the commissioners met with the architects and hospital management and received that information, setting the stage for the hospital to once again request permission to apply for the loan at the June 18th County Commission meeting. Again, Commissioner Helmick expressed reservations about allowing the hospital to apply for the loan. He questioned whether PMH might be taking on an unmanageable debt, although PMH management assured him that the size of the loan they would actually apply for would be limited to the amount an independent auditing firm determines they can afford. Commissioner Helmick said he still has too many unanswered questions about the loan and proposed project. He pointed out that he has learned that the current water and sewerage system at PMH won't accommodate any expansion. It would require another huge debt to replace those systems in addition to the loan. Commissioner Helmick said that the town of Marlinton might possibly be interested in extending their water and sewer system to the hospital. Marlinton Mayor Sam Felton, who was at the meeting, added that such an expansion of the town's water and sewer is by no means a certainty. He said it would involve a large expense to the town and would need approval of the council and the town residents. Commissioner Helmick said that he would also like to explore other possibilities, such as a grant from the Region 4 Planning and Development Council, which could alleviate the need for the loan altogether. Once again, the commissioners decided that they were not prepared to act on PMH's request for approval to apply for the loan without getting answers to those and other questions. The commission did take action on the following: the approval of changing Holly Bowden's position from being a part-time 911 dispatcher to a full-time 911 dispatcher, effective July 1, 2019, at $12.25 per hour, plus full-time benefits. The approval of hiring Madora Smith as a full-time administrative assistant at the Day Report Center, effective July 1, 2019, at $12 per hour, plus benefits. Approval of having Barnett Builders remove the old heating oil tank and install a new one at the jail building at a cost of $14,720. Designate each of the banks located in Pocahontas County as official depositories for the county for the 2019-2020 fiscal year. The renewal of Global Science and Technologies Agreement to provide computer services to the Commission for the 2019-2020 fiscal year. They awarded an anonymous $5,000 grant to the Opera House. This grant was given to the Commission to award to, quote, any entity affiliated with education or the arts, unquote, by a person who wishes to remain anonymous, described by Bob Martin as being, quote, a young former resident who has done well, unquote. Bob Martin, the Commission's counsel, delivered his report in which he said that of the 8 applicants for the deputy sheriff's position who took the written test last March, all but 2 have been disqualified for various reasons, and they will be scheduling a new written test soon. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.